From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Friday, August 14th, 2020, and it is 9:16 a.m. when I'm recording this episode of number 12 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. I just got to the Mountain House. And boy, are my arms tired. I woke up at 3 a.m., had a list of things to load up in my truck, loaded them up, loaded my dog up, Cassie, who was really wanting to see the female dogs and the wife. And we drove straight through, got here about 8:15, came, the first thing I did, well, the wife said, there's no water. I had to go change the filter. See, this, the water system up here in the Mountain House takes the water from the river. It pumps it up from the river through this big, long, the river's across the street, so it pumps through the thing, goes into two tanks, goes into a big tank, the tank overflows into a smaller tank. The smaller tank is for irrigating the sprinklers and whatever faucets are outside. And the big tank feeds the house. Well, and it goes through a filter from the big tank into the house, into two other filters, which is the UV filter, so that it shines a light and it disinfects so you can drink the water. Well, the water was completely gone. There was no pressure. So that means that one of the filters is completely clogged. And went up and changed the first filter. It was like black. It was just completely, it's too far gone. I mean, she let it go too far. She's been here the whole time. Which I don't blame her. It's, you know, it's a pain in the ass to climb a hill to get to the tanks, which are way high because it's gravity fed into the house. So you got to go up this back hill, which butts against Bureau of Land Management, BLM. That's what it stands for up here. BLM don't stand for Black Lives Matter up here. It stands for Bureau of Land Management. I'm a little bit out of breath because I'm walking up the hill back to the tanks. And that filter was completely clogged. So we changed that filter. Still didn't bring the water in. So now I have to go buy the two other sediment filters for the UV system. The small filter cost, they're two for $10 or two for $12, something like that. The other filters are $20 each. So we got to go to the hardware store into town and buy those. And when we're walking up here to change the filter, notice that the poison oak is really, it's going to be a big poison oak year this year, it looks like. And they're everywhere up here. And this is where the dogs like to run around when they're off leash. So I'm up here pulling some poison oak. And I am way, way allergic to poison oak. So I'm doing it with gloves on. I should not be here doing this. I should let the wife do it, but I need an excuse to come up and record a Dog Days episode. So that's what I'm up here pulling poison oak, friends. If you in the next couple days hear me complaining about I got a huge rash all over me, you will know where I got it. Just picked up a bunch there. Now if I touch these gloves, I'm fucked. But I'm here. I'm gonna go ahead and pull it all. We do have poison oak soap. So when I get back down, I'll wash my hands with that poison oak soap. It's gonna be 105 degrees tomorrow up here. That being said, I'm still glad I'm up here. It was so nice to get out of San Francisco. that it's getting crazy up there. I'm looking at one of these trees, and there's, you know, I got into the mushroom collecting for edible mushrooms since I got up here, and I'm looking at something growing out of a tree, and it might be a turkey tail kind of fungus that grows out of the side of an oak tree. I'm going to take a picture of it and look in my guide. Something's been eating it, so I'm not going to eat it, but it's either a turkey tail or a false turkey tail, and I don't know what false, I don't know, I'm not that experienced in this stuff to know, and to know if a false turkey tail is edible, and if a turkey tail is edible. I think turkey tail is. Chanterelles are in season up here, and in mostly in the East Bay, I think. So maybe I'll see some chanterelles while I'm here. All right, there's those poison oak are gone. Take off these gloves. While I'm up here, I'll go walk up the trail and check the trail cam. Oh, there's some more poison oak. So while I'm walking to check the trail cam photos, I will pull poison oak with these gloves on. This may be a boring dog days, but hey, it's what I'm doing. It's part of my life, friends. The next few days that I'm up here, I'll be probably using the backpack. I did bring the Rodecaster. So maybe I will plug the Rodecaster in and do some audio comments or something. Walking to the first trail cam now. So I'm up here, the top of the hill, which is this property is 2 acres of land, and it butts against Bureau of Land Management, which is about behind the house and to both sides of the house. I'm gonna guess maybe 1,000 acres. It's a lot of acres. And there's no houses around except for across the street, which my wife's friend has become friends with, this girl Kelly. And Cassie just followed me up here. So it is beautiful up here. Right now it's about 60 degrees, perfect weather. So listen to that. Peaceful, peace and quiet. Peace, sleep, and easy sleep. All right, check the first trail camera. So I have 2 SD cards. And I swap them out, then I go back in the house and see what was on the trail cam. Since the wife has been here, there's a chance there may not be any animals on it, but you never know. Last time I checked it, there was a bear on it. But we will see. Oh, my face already feels like it's itching. That was not too smart trying to pull the poison oak. All right, that trail cam has been swapped out. And the other trail cam, you walk up here through the BLM and way down here, which we call the wildlife super highway, because there's all kinds of animals walking by here on the trail cam. I've seen bear, I've seen mountain lions. This is all in the trail cam. Bear, mountain lions, squirrels, which by the way, squirrel season is September 12th. I'll be walking through with a 22 when that happens. I've seen jackrabbits, dogs, deer, male and female. Last time I saw a 6-point little buck walking by here. And I've seen snakes, fox, skunk. So all the animals walk down this trail. There's a trail that I'm walking on right now. All the animals walk on here. Then they go up a hill, which is where I chopped down a Christmas tree last year up the hill. And you can see game trails everywhere. My dog is following me to check the trail cams. One of the dogs from across the street showed up to her house with they showed up to her house with a dead jackrabbit. And she called me over and asked if I would please do something with it. So I brought it up here by the trail cam. I thought I'd bury it. And maybe if I see something, dig it up, I'll see it on the trail cam. Well, I did. I saw her dogs dig it up about a month later. So, all right, and right next to the trail cam here, there's a tree where my dogs are always sniffing around because there's a squirrel that nests in this tree, I think. And I see him on the trail cam all the time. All right, I'm at the other trail cam. Change it out. Da-da-da, da-da-da. All right, that's a 16 gigabyte card. I will put a 32 gig in. Turn it back on. It's a Fox Ellie trail cam. All right, close it up. And that's it. I picked some poison oak, changed the trail cam photos. I'll let you know tomorrow if I saw anything on the trail cams. Thank you for listening, friends. This is what my life's gonna be the next couple of days, living in the woods. All right, I spun the iTunes wheel, and what came up was a band called The Joy Killer, a song called Love You Know. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoy these walks through the woods. Oh, by the way, my garden was completely almost dead because it hadn't been getting water, so I won't go into that. All right, here's The Joy Killer. Thank you for listening, friends. rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Find the show at rockandrollgeek.com. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, rockandrollgeek. Don't ask. Thank you for all the donations. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends.
And I couldn't speak. I never felt hypnotized till you came to me. I lived my life mystified and I couldn't speak. No, I couldn't shout. Too warm to taste, terrified, and I cut it out. I never felt half the things that you talk about.
It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.